Hello, folks. Just want to say hi to everybody. Just recently, I got a chance to, I ran into some good friends of mine. I'd just like to give a shout out to them. Reconnected, and it was so nice to really see some coworkers of mine. One of them, unfortunately, has cancer, but he's in very good spirits, and I just want to just say that it was good seeing him. Very good seeing him, and we sat and we laughed and we talked and everything like that, hugged, and we did all of that. That was good. That was cool. And we just reminisced, sat around and reminisced about working at Toys R Us and everything. But that was good. And I just wanted to say that I appreciate everything. And I had fun. This was last Saturday that happened. My numbers are up 5,928. Yay! The reason why I'm making this episode, recording this episode, is hurt. Now, us men, we're not supposed to cry. We're not supposed to show any kind of emotion. We're supposed to be tough for everybody in the building. But that's not always so. Hurt is deep. And when I hurt, it hurts deep. I've gone through a lot of trials and tribulations. And I don't want to get all into it. If you haven't heard any of my episodes, then you would know all the stuff that I've been through. Not all the stuff that I've been through, but the majority of it. I was very suicidal. I still am in a way, but I'm getting better each day. I just want to just say that the ultimate hurt. The ultimate hurt. Think about that. The ultimate hurt. Is there even a such thing as an ultimate hurt? Is it a such thing that you just break down and just cry because your feelings are hurt that bad? And then when you sit up here and you jump up and down and you want to sit up here and tell and you want to sit up and talk about your feelings to somebody that doesn't listen to you and they want to just, they're concerned, it's their feelings. And you keep telling them that when you throw stuff back in their face, then it hurts even more. Because it's like you know what you've done, you admitted it like 12,000 times, but still, this person want to be stupid and sit up and sit up and be concerned about their fucking feelings. Excuse me for cussing. I didn't want to do that. But it hurts. It really hurts. And especially when you're at your wit's end and you don't have anything, it's almost like you're free falling. It's almost like you're free falling. And you have nothing to hold on to, nothing that's going to support you, nothing that you can even say that make you stop falling. And it makes you feel like you're worthless. And then people that thrives on that aggravate you, making you feel like you're lower than dirt. ought to be ashamed of themselves. Because all you want to do is live and let other people live. And you just want to live your life. And you don't want to be sitting around thinking about this. Because it's terrible. You already know what you have done. All the mistakes. And they'll go back way back from the time that you were conceived all the way up until now, all the mistakes you've ever made in your whole entire life. They want to throw that back at you. Well, it was a time in 99 when you know, but that is the ultimate hurt. To sit up there and purposely hurt somebody because you're hurt and you don't know how to deal with it. So you hurt that person that hurt you instead of going to get some help from somebody. Instead of talking to somebody, you're just so damn prideful. You got so much in your heart that you want to sit up there and hurt the person that hurt you. You want to make sure that they hurt and will never do it again. And what kind of satisfaction is that? What kind of satisfaction is that? It's almost like I'm gonna get crazy in a minute. I'm gonna get crazy right now. It's almost like masturbation. When you finally get that, get to the climax that you really, really want, it's a temporary gratification. It's temporary. Excuse me. It's just temporary. Temporary gratification. To know this person is suffering. And then you over there suffering in silence. And then sitting up there telling somebody that I need to get help. When all along it's you that need to get help. I'm saying this is that I hurt just like everybody else. And stuff that I've done in the past, stuff that you've done in the past, it's over with. The damage is already done. What's an apology if no one wants to accept it? It's not an apology. You want to continue to feel that pain. It's almost like you love that pain. And you love to really, really let everybody know what kind of pain you're in and what that next person has done to you. Which is not fair.